Chapter 2. Making the Diagnosis for Anxiety. Is it just a phase? Is this your child? 6-year-old Matthew is taking swimming lessons for the first time. He has lots of questions. Is the teacher going to be mean or nice? Will he have to be in the water the whole class? Does he have to tread water? He doesn't want to tread water because that's what you have to do so you don't drown, and he doesn't like to think about drowning. He wants to know if the teacher will let him out of the water if he's cold. But he's excited about learning how to be a stronger swimmer and hopes that he will be allowed to try the diving board. He asks his mom if she can stay for the class. At the end of the class, Matthew is excited that he's going to go on the diving board in a few weeks. He says his teacher is okay, and he thought that learning how to tread water was funny. They called it the doggy paddle. He did get cold and wants his mom to ask the teacher if he can get out of the water next time if he's too cold. Matt still wants mom to be there for class in case he needs her. Or is this your child? 6-year-old Jason has always had a hard time with new situations. He doesn't want to try swimming lessons and has been crying and refusing to go ever since his mom mentioned it last week. He can't talk about why he's scared, he just doesn't want to go. On the day of the class, he hides behind the chair in the living room, refuses to get dressed, and cries the whole time his mom is leading him out to the car. When he arrives at class, he won't get out of the car and hangs on to his mom as she helps him up to class. Jason is unable to participate like the other children. He keeps looking to his mom when the teacher asks him to try something. The same scenario continues for 2 more weeks until Jason's mom and dad decide it would be best to drop the class. Matthew might be considered temperamentally a slower-to-warm-up child. He is cautious and needs more details than other kids. His imagination leads to some worries, but whatever it can dish out, he seems to be able to take in stride, given a little time and patience. Jason, on the other hand, is stuck. Not only does he go through much distress and upset anticipating an event, as do his parents, he also comes away with a sense of failure and a confirmation that the best way to deal with something hard is to avoid it. Unfortunately, this pattern plays out in multiple situations. It would make no sense for Jason's parents to keep bringing him to class and expect him to learn to swim. However, the situation could be salvaged by taking a few steps back. Jason could go to class as an observer.